Cost metrics. There are a number of ways to measure the cost of an organization's logistics function. Cost areas include order processing, inventory, transportation, warehousing and materials handling, and facility network integration. Here are some ways of breaking down the organization's costs. Total cost of ownership, TCO. Total landed cost, or total cost. Cost per major function, for example, order processing. Cost per detailed function, for example, order picking, loading. Cost per pallet or per unit. Cost as a percentage of net sales. Inbound freight cost. Warehouse order processing cost. Inventory carrying cost. Administrative costs. Direct labor costs. Outbound freight cost. Damage cost. Return cost. Service failure cost. Backorder cost. In addition to cost breakdowns, supply chain managers can analyze cost trends and variances from budget. Trend analysis looks at changes in cost over time, and trends can be graphed to be easier to project forward. Variance analysis requires some form of baseline or budget against which operational data can be compared. Variances can be in a favorable or unfavorable direction, so their direction and magnitude are tracked. Often organizations set a threshold for variances to indicate which are acceptable and which require exception handling. In some cases, cost metrics may be best served by also measuring number of orders, volume, or weight. This will help explain why certain activities consume more expense than others so that management control can be fine-tuned. It can be challenging to collect total costs for all of an organization's logistics functions, as multiple subsidiaries and business units and multiple information systems may be involved. Nevertheless, it is important to put the work in to achieve this level of data gathering so that analysis captures the big picture.